You're listening to a Student Radio Conference 2018 podcast, supported by Abrupt Audio. For help with all things podcasts, go to abruptaudio.com.
Okay, hi, I'm Ben. I'm station manager at Radar Radio, and I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Snoochie Shy, and I'm a TV and radio presenter.
My name's Martha, I DJ on Radar Radio.
So, you guys are all involved in online radio. How did you get involved in that?
I started doing radio when I was 16. On another station, and then I moved to Radar like 2 years ago to come and do some internet radio with the gang.
I started off in community radio, so I was hosting the Drive Time show on Represent Radio, which was cool. When I first started, I didn't know how to do anything. I didn't know how to speak into a microphone properly. I was stuttering on all of my words as well, and I didn't even know how to drive the desk. So I felt like it was a really good learning experience for me, and I learned quite a lot. Then shortly after that, I moved to Radar Radio to host a breakfast show, which is obviously an internet station, which is uncensored as well, so you can say fuck.
So I manage Radar, but I got into radio via... So I was doing student uni radio stuff in Westminster. And then I did like an internship at something else. The production company gave me the insight to want to get into more like specialist radio stuff, and then ended up volunteering at Radar for a while, then got a job and sort of went from there, basically.
So you mentioned that the freedom you get, is that maybe your favourite thing about it?
Yeah, I love the freedom at Radar. I love the fact that I can say what I want to say, I can do what I want to do as well. And I think the amount of creativity that comes with being on an internet station is second to none, really. Like, you can think of like the most craziest idea, and at Radar, like, we've got the place to do it as well. So I don't know, if you want to get like people in like massive sumo wrestling outfits and just start circling and running around the studio, then you can do that as well. So that's what I like about it, just having the freedom to be yourself as well.
I play electronic music that comes from all corners of the world, and the community for my people that are also into that music live online. So for me, it's important to like be able to broadcast on the internet so I can reach all of those people that I'm trying to reach.
And sort of a final point, how would you say what you guys are doing at Radar, how could we learn from that? You know, how could that be transferred to student radio? How do you think?
Yeah, the one thing that I'd say student radio could learn from like online stations is that, correct me if I'm wrong, but most student radios aren't FM broadcasting. They're online. So they should sort of listen to Radar in a sense of being able to be a little bit more free and risk-taking with their radio, because likelihood is if you move on to a job where you do move to an FM station, you're going to be slightly restricted with what you do. So as a presenter, you know, student radio is the opportunity for you to be as creative and different and try shit out that you wouldn't normally do on a FM station. Because if you move to, you know, a local little FM station to start off your career as a professional presenter, you're going to be, you know, starting off reading the travel, the news, stuff like that, that you're not necessarily going to be able to express yourself in. So using student radio is a good way to, you know, be creative and put yourself on a creative platform first. And then, you know, if you want to transition into being a journalist and stuff, you can kind of work your way in that way. I think taking risks is important, like, and pay off normally if you can just do something interesting.
The Student Radio Conference 2018 is supported by Abrupt Audio. If you're making or thinking of making a podcast, the guys at Abrupt Audio are happy to help. Check them out at abruptaudio.com and join their free podcasting community on Facebook by going to podtips.net.